Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve. At 10 in the morning, Steve McIntosh now at 8:30 on a Tuesday morning, 43 degrees. The coronavirus continues to spread across the globe. But director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says another lockdown isn't necessary for the U.S. Fox's Jonathan Seri has more on this story.
The global pandemic has topped 40.2 million cases and 1.1 million deaths, with roughly one in five of both here in the U.S. As Wisconsin sees its highest case numbers, a judge has reinstated a disputed 25% capacity limit on bars and restaurants. A field hospital has been set up at the state fairgrounds. Record cases in Utah are prompting some hospitals to adjust work schedules. Until a vaccine is in widespread use, Dr. Anthony Fauci says masks and social distancing are the way to go, not a national lockdown.
President Trump says a treatment and vaccine for the coronavirus will be available to the public very soon. An outbreak has killed 10 residents at a nursing home in a northwestern Kansas county that already had proportionally the nation's largest increase in cases over 2 weeks. The health department in Norton County reported Monday night that all 62 residents and an unspecified number of employees at the Andby home in Norton had tested positive for the novel coronavirus. The nursing home's outbreak came after more than 100 cases at the state's prison in Norton. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, Norton County had the largest number of new cases per 100,000 residents of any county in the U.S. for the 2 weeks ending Sunday. A ribbon cutting was held Monday for a new COVID-19 testing lab at Wichita State University.
It's called the Molecular Diagnostics Lab, and it's designed to process thousands of tests in less than 24 hours. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says the rapid high-volume testing will help keep schools, businesses, and the government open.
Being able to do the testing to eliminate the need to quarantine folks for 14 days, really stopping education or stopping teaching. So schools will be a very, very high priority, but we can also use it in business locations, really any community-based facility.
The university says it was made possible through local partnerships. A person being tested will receive their results through a phone app alert. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police have arrested a teen in the Friday deaths of two men in southeastern Kansas.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and Independence Police served an arrest warrant at the LeBec County Jail to James Goforth, 18, of Independence, who was already in the jail on a separate case, KSNT reported. The arrest warrant accuses Goforth of two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of 27-year-old Tyler Cook and 24-year-old Rodriscus Dawson, and one count of attempted first-degree murder for injuring a 27-year-old Independence woman who remained hospitalized. Officers found all three inside a vehicle that had crashed into an apartment building early Friday morning after someone reported gunshots in the area. Cook and Dawson were already dead when police found the wreckage. The woman was critically injured and flown to a hospital in Joplin. She is expected to survive.
Kansas Information Network's Danielle Norwood. A mute button will be added as part of Thursday's final debate between President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden.
The Commission on Presidential Debates announcing the rule changes after the first debate was marred by interruptions and the two candidates talking over each other. In Thursday's debate, President Trump and Joe Biden will have their microphones cut off, at least while their rival delivers his opening two-minute answer to each of the topics covered. The debate is divided into six 15-minute segments. The open discussion portion of the debate will not feature a mute button. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And you can hear the debate Thursday evening beginning at 8 p.m. our time right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have been so dry for so long, and finally we're seeing a chance of drizzle and some showers at times today. Temperatures will likely be in the upper 40s by lunchtime, 54 for the high this afternoon. Scattered showers or a few thunderstorms possible after midnight, our low 49, and then again rain chances at 30% Wednesday with a high 62. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, mist, and drizzle, 43 degrees, southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. 8:34, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. And it's time for entertainment news. The Blur. Jad Chambers is blurring today, Jad.
That's right. We touched on this a little bit yesterday, but we'll have a little bit more on it today in The Blur. The AMC Theaters is coming up with a creative way to get people to go to the movies. Here's the report from Fox's Mike Gunzelman.
AMC Theaters announced a new option for moviegoers to have a unique experience. The popular theater chain now offering private movie showings at a number of its theaters, giving people the opportunity to rent out a theater for just $99 and have up to 20 friends or family members join them. A variety of classic movies like Jurassic Park, Hocus Pocus, and The Nightmare Before Christmas are available, or fans can rent out a theater and see Christopher Nolan's Tenet movie at a higher price. Ever since the coronavirus, many theaters have been closed, and even the reopening of them has seen a small return. So the company is hoping that renting out your own theater may give it a well-needed boost. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
Oh, we'll have to see. Fox's Ashley Dvorkin interviews a football player turned mysterious singer.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with the latest contestant to be unmasked on The Masked Singer. So, spoiler alert, it's the baby alien, a.k.a. former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez.
It's been fun. It's been really fun.
Sanchez says it's a lot of hard work to do the singing, dancing, and puppetry of baby alien.
And I would do each thing for hours a day-ish and then try and blend them all together towards the end of the week and ramp up for like a performance in my house, then ramp up for the performance on stage that was a rehearsal performance and then ramp up again for the actual performance.
And while he kept his identity secret, even the judges didn't guess it was him. Sanchez says his son helped him practice at home, while of course he didn't know what they were practicing for.
He learned these words to the song, to Faith, to It's Time, and he was watching me do all these performances. He wanted to sing every night when we'd read. I would read to Daniel, and every new topic, I would work on different emotions for the puppet.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Fighting the urge to make a joke about the fumble. Everybody knows what fumble I'm talking about. But, Mark Sanchez there on The Masked Singer, unmasked there. A television and movie star getting backlash for her political stance. Here's Fox's Michelle Polino with more.
Kirstie Alley has addressed the backlash and the critics who slammed her for supporting Donald Trump. Alley on Twitter posted, "I'm voting for real Donald Trump because he's not a politician. I voted for him 4 years ago for this reason and shall vote for him again for this reason. He gets things done quickly. He will turn the economy around quickly." There you have it, folks. It didn't take long for Hollywood to criticize her. Filmmaker Judd Apatow tweeted, "Shelley Long was way funnier than you." She responded, "I guess I'm not allowed to have a viewpoint without being called really nasty names by what I'm going to suppose are really nasty people." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it works.
Yeah. Oh, hey, it's Twitter. You put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're very famous.
Yes.
Dancing with the Stars continues. We just talked about a former NFL player on reality television. Well, last night on Dancing with the Stars, former 49er tight end Vernon Davis dancing the cha-cha And of course, Bruno had some critique for him.
You have actually, there's something about you. You have the right feel for the dance. I don't know, you just always play just right. Then you get into it, your timing is good. But there is one thing in the cha-cha-cha. It all comes from the ball of the foot. At the moment, your timing was good, your groove was right, but it's all at the back of the feet. Okay. You have to learn to use the ball of the foot. The hips I could see because of the patterns. It was all kind of, I don't know.
What?
You got to use the ball of the foot?
I suppose.
Is that the ball of the foot?
Whatever it was, Davis and his pro partner were eliminated, so he's not going to get the chance to do it.
Bye-bye.
But there you go. Dancing with the Stars continues. Vernon Davis, former 49er tight end. I think first season he played for Denver, I think. Davis and his pro partner were eliminated. A day in music history that I can remember, Steve. One of my favorites. It was on this day in 1999's. Santana's Supernatural hit number one on the album chart. You got the kind of love that can be so smooth. Give me your heart, make it real, or else forget about it. Yeah, Santana's one of my favorites. Number one singles and other hits off the multi-Grammy award-winning and 15 times platinum album include Smooth, Put Your Lights On, Maria Maria, and just on a personal note, Supernatural, Steve, the last album on physical media I ever purchased.
Oh.
That's right.
That's special.
Yeah. It's the final CD I ever bought. After that, after 1999, I went entirely digital. So it's the most recent album, physical album that I actually own, Supernatural from Santana. Hit number one on this day in 1999. We got entertainment birthdays today, Steve. One of your favorites, John Krasinski.
Oh, yeah.
41 years old today.
The guy from The Office?
Yeah, Jim from The Office.
Jim, yeah.
Jim, your daughter Cecilia, what does she think of the street?
The street.
Sesame Street.
Oh, I didn't know anybody called it. She likes it a lot. She loves Elmo.
Elmo, God save us, the Elmo era.
Right?
Sesame Street was created to reflect the environment of the children watching it. Complete self-absorption of Elmo is brilliantly reflective of our time.
She does like Elmo.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was Jim's role, though. He's kind of just straight-manning it and deadpanning it a little bit.
He would look into the camera.
Yeah.
He still does. Yeah,
yeah, so there you go. Happy birthday.
Talk to us.
John Krasinski, 41 years old today. Actor Viggo Mortensen turned 62 today. Probably best known for playing Aragorn, the Lord of the Rings movies.
I will take the ring to Mordor. Though, I do not know the way.
I will help you bear this burden, Frodo Baggins. As long as it is yours to bear.
If by my life or death, I can protect you, I will.
Sounds pretty serious.
Well, gotta tell you, if you're like me and have been reading those books since you were a kid, no lie, actual chills at that scene. He was amazing as Aragorn. Much like his speech in Return of the King, I couldn't get the audio from that one, but you can look it up on YouTube. Man, the courage of men may fail, that speech, fantastic stuff. And it's kind of fitting, the Return of the King, the final volume of Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, published on this day back in 1955. So it's Viggo's birthday, and Lord of the Rings was published on this day in 1955. And we celebrate today the birthday of Bela Lugosi, who was born on this day in 1882, based on the stage play of Bram Stoker's 1897 gothic novel, Universal Pictures' Dracula, an early classic of the horror genre. Hungarian-American actor Bela Lugosi's eerie portrayal of Count Dracula, considered the definitive take on the character, he became a pop cultural icon from his performance in 2000. The film was added to the Library of Congress's National Film Registry. Here's a little Dracula.
Van Helsing, now that you have learned what you have learned, it would be well for you to return to your own country.
I prefer to remain and protect those whom you would destroy.
You are too late. My blood now flows through her veins.
Ooh,
Yeah. Bela Lugosi.
Bela Lugosi.
Creepy.
Celebrating his birthday anniversary. He would have been 138 years old today, yeah.
He'd be an old-timer.
Yeah, that's right. Napoleon Appliance Repair sponsors the blur.
If he's a vampire, he's still alive, right? Never mind.
Eh.
Sorry about that.
Napoleon Appliance Repair sponsors the Blur every weekday. They've been serving customers in Wichita for more than 20 years. You can call Terry for an appointment, 316-409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
843 now. Keep it here for editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. News from American Airlines concerning the MAX. That's coming up with Bill Roy, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.